I want to get to these other things, but you know, yesterday, the big story yesterday here locally was that the Phoenix City Council is meeting today. We're going to go into more detail in a little bit, but we go out to one of our embedded reporters. We have eyes and ears everywhere. Standing outside of the Phoenix City Council chambers with an update on what happened today, our friend Karen. Karen, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for holding.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I just left the council meeting. Item number 39E was passed. It was approved. So it looks like the taxpayers in the city of Phoenix will be reimbursing Mr. Jack Harris for his legal fees on his lawsuit with the pension board.
Do you remember what the vote was? Was it close or was it not close?
It was pretty close, and I do remember they did a roll call. Mr. Gates was opposed. Ms. Felda Williams was opposed. Mr. Saldacicio was opposed. I believe Ms. Neely would have been opposed, but she stepped out to take a phone call and missed the vote. Mayor Gordon supported it. Mr. Nowakowski voted for it. Mr. Simplot voted for it, and Mr. Johnson voted for it. I don't believe I'm missing anybody.
Claude Maddox.
Claude Maddox voted for it. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. So that I'm disappointed, not surprised, but very disappointed. Now, on the item as far as the fees for the hiking in the parks, I understand that was tabled.
I believe that was tabled until October 3rd or 5th, something around there.
Okay. All right. But they did. They have now approved the $49,000 reimbursement for the legal fees of the police chief, Jack Harris.
That's correct. And some of the arguments that supported that was the fact that he is a city employee. And the opposing argument to that was, of course, at the time he accepted the position, he was not a city employee and was made very well aware of what the position entailed and what it involved and what he'd be getting into and what some of the repercussions might be. And he chose to take the position anyway and should therefore pay his own legal fees.
Was Jack Harris there? Was he in the room?
He was not. Now,
okay.
I did not see him.
Okay.
Let me put it that way.
All right. Well, Karen, I appreciate the update. And was the public represented at all? I mean, was there a lot of people there to hear the meeting? And what was the reaction when this passed?
I think there were probably more at the meeting, more present that opposed, just on my feeling. Now, the cards were 10 in favor and 11 against.
Okay.
But it seemed like the audience said that the what do they call it? Tea Party group was there, and they had quite a few people there that were opposed to it.
Okay. Well, Karen, I appreciate the update, and thanks for letting us know. I'm glad we get this out there, everyone, first. So we'll let the city council know what we think of this vote. And, of course, the other item that's been tabled gives us some time to work on them as far as the fees in the parks.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity to talk.
All right. Thank you, Karen. That is our embedded reporter, Karen, from Phoenix, outside of Phoenix City Hall. So you and I, we're paying for the legal bills. And again, I'm going to say this, and I know this upset some of my friends, but I'll say this again. This is nothing personal from me against Jack Harris. I don't have an axe to grind with Jack Harris personally. I don't. Every police officer I've met, when you ask them about Jack Harris, the police officer, they say he was a cop's cop, which is the highest compliment you can pay a police officer. Good cop by everybody's. You don't have to agree with his politics or some of the things he's done. But I've got no axe to grind with him personally. I don't. I wouldn't care if what city employee this was. We're paying you and I, well, I'm a Phoenician, that's why I say you and I, $49,000 for this guy's legal defense. $49,000. Sorry, I've got an issue. I've got a big issue. I've got an issue with him even asking, to be honest. So anyway, the quick update there, I wanted you to make sure that you heard that.